Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday, June the 9th, 2023. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into Friday Night Live here on WGH Talk Radio. And by the way, tomorrow is our 9th anniversary. Now, of course, being the weekend, we won't be doing anything, so we celebrated today and all this week with the big anniversary party last night, which again, we thank Donato's Pizza for being the supporter of that party and delivering the food last night. And check out Donato's on Route 95 here in Marion, Mount Gilead Road, however you refer to it. Their rewards program is great. And of course, we thank all the guests we had on this week, from Sally Jesse Raphael to Phil Donahue to Colleen Marshall, Jerry Revish, Sam Donaldson, Dick Cavett, and everybody else. The whole bunch was great. It was a tremendous week. And boy, did we have an event today that gave us something to round out this week with. Today, history was made as, for the first time in the United States, a former president of the United States was indicted by the federal government this afternoon on 37 felony counts. Now, of course, as always, live here on Friday night, we have Sean Kraft and Matt Morgan, but I'm so glad tonight, she couldn't make it to the anniversary party last night because she had some friends visiting in town, but boy, to have her here tonight to give her opinions on this and so many other things. Always a pleasure to have in studio the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Mary Ellen, so good to see you.
Thank you. It's good to see you.
We missed you at the party last night, but when you have company in, it's fun to visit with company.
Yes. Well, I hadn't seen them for years and years, so.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking, before we get to the Trump story here, you have been such a big part of this station. From the time we started 9 years ago, you have always come on every time I've asked you, including tonight on short notice, to come in here to talk about this, and to have somebody who's done what you've done in government come in and give your opinions on things like we're going to talk about tonight does mean a lot, and I so appreciate you coming in, and you've just been a big part of this station, so thank you so much.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Well, Mary Ellen, it came down this afternoon. Yep. Former President Donald Trump was indicted by the federal government, not a state government. These are the federal people. They have a 98% conviction rate, by the way, which that's not good for the former president. 37 counts resulting. Now, this has nothing to do with January 6th, by the way. This is only dealing with the classified documents that he took, and they laid the whole case out, and I believe it was a 49-page document. They have text messages, they have audio recordings, they have writings. Boy, Mary Ellen, when this came down, what'd you think?
Well, I thought, I hope we get somewhere with this. You know, it really sounds serious. In fact, it sounded terrible when you think about what was involved with people's lives and so forth.
Well, apparently, what we learned today, now I have not read the entire 49 pages, but in these 37 counts, these documents had to do with national security. They're things that you know you're not supposed to take.
That's right, and it could have caused people to get killed, you know. There's a lot of people out there working that are spies and do whatever they have to do, and they can't have information ever go out about them, and this could very well happen with what he did.
And apparently there is a transcript in which he says, President Trump, former President Trump, that he knew he did not declassify the document. So that's an admission of guilt right there.
Right. Yes, he claimed all along, you know, he blames everybody else for everything, but I think this is going to come down in his department.
For people who don't understand, and you have a unique perspective on this because you have worked at the state level and the federal level, what is the big difference between a state indictment, which happened in New York, and a federal indictment, which happened today?
Well, the federal is a lot more serious. it's serious business. You have to follow the law. it was so evident to me when I was in office that you just did not do anything you weren't supposed to.
When it was said today by one of the newscasters that the federal government does not indict you unless they know they can win the case. Mm-hmm. So here we are. Sean, you heard about this evening. Former president indicted by the federal government on not one count, 37 counts. What do you make of this?
Well, it's definitely a big thing. Definitely it's a scary thing for him, I would think. So I think if I was him, I would think I would buckle down and...
Well, not much he can do now except show up to the arraignment on Tuesday, which I believe is going to happen in Florida.
I mean, I would settle down whatever he's doing right now.
Well, I think the documents have finally been turned over. I think it was the idea that he did not turn them over that caused the problem.
Yeah.
And all these text messages and voice recordings that they have, they laid it out today. It wasn't like New York, who kind of held back on the evidence they had. These prosecutors showed the media. They unsealed it. They said, here's what we got.
Yeah. It's definitely going to be a unique... he's broke a lot of records right now, I think, in the U.S.
Yeah, he's breaking those... Not the kind of records, though, I think that maybe you want to break.
No, but he's going down in history.
Could be. Matt, what do you make of former president being indicted on 37 counts here by the federal government? Pull that mic over there.
It's certainly a milestone. That's for sure.
What does somebody from your generation make of President Trump at this point?
I don't know. I don't think I'm like most people from my generation. Like, I watched the presidential debates when Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump were both on stage and like, all that. I don't think anybody else in my class even did. But, I don't know how he won to begin with. He just went on to the primary debates and then made himself look like a child.
But we like that, apparently.
I guess so.
So I guess the voters like that. In certain states.
Yes. You know, I'm so proud of you for watching that. Yeah, you're right. Not very many young people watch debates.
Now, you would have been how old? You're 19 now. So in 2016, you would have been, that's 7 years ago?
Yeah.
You'd have been 12?
12, 13.
Yeah.
And you were watching the presidential debates. Wow.
You're going to go places.
That's right. Start early. Mary Ellen, some other interesting things here. He'll be arraigned on Tuesday. Now, the question is now, and he'll be arraigned in Florida, are there going to be protests? Is there going to be trouble? Rolling Stone had a story out tonight I saw where some people on the internet are already making threats that we're going to have a civil war, we're going to do this. You think we'll see anything Tuesday?
I think we will because of person's name that announced all this?
Special Counsel Jack Smith.
Yeah, Jack Smith said he was warning people, you know. And I thought it was very wise that the president didn't make any statement at all. He's staying quiet.
Now, also this time, we talked a little bit before we went on the air, the people running against President Trump, Republican, in the Republican primary, where last time, when he was indicted in New York, they all said that's a phony case.
Right.
This time, they're all being quiet.
They didn't say a word this time.
No, yeah, they...
They're afraid to.
Well, it's the federal government.
Well, they're running for office. They don't want to make him mad, although I think Chris Christie probably has said the most of any of them. And I don't think he's in it for the long run, to be honest.
You know, I wanted to ask you about that, because since we talked last time, Chris Christie announced he was going to run for president. Matter of fact, earlier this week that came down. And he's fighting with Donald Trump. He called him a baby.
Yeah.
And then Donald Trump made fun of his weight, put him in a buffet. And a lot of people feel that Chris Christie is just there to take out Donald Trump. That he doesn't really want the nomination. He's just there to take out Trump. Do you feel that way?
I feel the same way. I don't know. I think he feels like he wants to get even for some reason. Well, of course, he prosecuted his Trump's father, the father-in-law to, what's his son's...
Kushner.
Son, Kushner, his father. And, yeah, I remember that. So there's a connection there that there may be some bitterness.
And also, I believe President Trump gave him COVID, and Chris Christie ended up in the hospital with the case that he had.
Really?
I believe so. But Christie defended him right up till January 6th, and that was a big parting of the ways that they had.
Yeah, said he was going to vote for him.
He did. Yeah. He did. He said what?
I didn't like to hear that.
Well, you know, this. What do you make of this pledge that Republicans take that Democrats don't? That if you are in the Republican primary for president, you have to take a pledge before it even starts that says that if you lose, you will support the nominee.
No, it's ridiculous.
Do you think the Democrats would ever try anything like
that? Well, I hope not.
Yeah, that pledge is very strange.
Well, why would you pledge that?
What if you don't like the person?
Yeah, I mean, you've got feelings.
It's an odd thing. Matt, what do you make of? Have you seen much of Chris Christie?
No.
He's a bigger guy, and President Trump likes to make fun of his weight, apparently. Why? We're not sure.
That just sounds like a Trump thing to do.
Well, he took his picture. He took his picture at a rally and put it behind a buffet table, and then they tweeted that out. So there you go. Sean, what do you make of making fun of somebody's weight like that?
People make fun of people all the time. People stereotype. But I think Governor Christie, he needs to take some more blood pressure medicine. I think he's out of control.
In what way?
I mean, sometimes he gets too riled up. He's going to have another heart attack, I think. He's already had one.
Now, because he's overweight?
Didn't he already have one before, Marielle?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't remember.
I thought he had one.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
No. But now, we're stereotyping because of weight again, that he would be the one to have a heart attack.
Well, I thought he already had one, though.
I don't believe so.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
But you think he's the bad one in this fight that he and President Trump are having right now?
No, I think they're both bad at it. I think they both have a bad attitude. And you know, they both need to settle down a little.
Well, I don't look for that to happen.
You know, he never got prosecuted for the bridge situation. I always felt that went by the wayside, and there should have been a final decision there.
At one point, Chris Christie was considered to be a big name in the Republican Party.
Oh, yeah.
They thought he was, when Mitt Romney was running for president, they wanted him to run. They thought he would be the stronger candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other person who announced this week that they were running was former Vice President Mike Pence, and he even had a town hall on CNN. What do you make of Mike Pence running?
Well, I just have no feelings at all for Mike Pence. You know, he stood there behind him all those years and let him do all those things. And there's another person got in the race, too, the North Dakota governor, who I don't think's ever going to see anything happen.
Well, at this point, I think when you look at it, there are some, like Asa Hutchinson's in it.
Yes.
Scott is in it. Tim Scott. What's her name? I can't think of her name.
Nikki Haley. Yeah,
Nikki Haley. But yeah. I think right now you have to say it's Trump, DeSantis, Christie, and Pence would be the front runners.
Yeah, but I just, you know, Pence and all of those times that he was standing right behind Trump, and everything he says, I just don't care for anything he says.
Well, the people on the talk shows were saying the other day when the former vice president announced that he was running that there is nothing exciting about Mike Pence.
No, that's right.
That he has no appeal.
No.
At all.
That's right.
That he doesn't have a disapproval. He just, there's nothing entertaining about him.
That's right.
Matthew, what do you think of the former vice president?
Mike Pence?
Yeah, running for president now.
I mean, I don't know that he did anything, like, as vice president.
Well, I think he is liked for going through with the confirmation of the last election when people did not want him to when the Capitol was being stormed.
I was about to say, isn't he the one who called in the National Guard on the 6th?
I think he tried. I think we found out he tried to call them in, but apparently they were thwarted for a while. But I think they eventually came that day.
I think Nancy Pelosi called them in. Yeah.
That was a horrible to see those videos. But so, is there anything appealing to you about Mike Pence? Anything that would make you vote for the former vice president?
I don't think people like him because he's the vice president, was the vice president of Trump. And I don't think people who like Trump are going to like him because of everything that he's done against Trump up to this point now. So
I don't think Trump likes him anymore, though.
Oh, no, Trump definitely not.
No.
Definitely not.
Well, you know what was interesting to me about Mike Pence announcing was that we know he's not going to be the vice presidential candidate anymore. So Trump, if he does get the nomination, will have to pick a new vice president. Now, who would that be? Certainly is not going to be Christie. Not going to be Pence. DeSantis, maybe.
Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley for a woman, possibly. Possibly.
Who knows?
Sean, what do you make of Mike Pence, former vice president running?
I don't think that's a good idea, be honest with you. I'm not a big fan of him. And frankly, I just think he's a fake person.
Fake in what way?
I just don't think...
That's a good word.
Yeah, I just think he's... fake, I guess.
Well, should any merit be given to him that he went against former President Trump and did go back to the Capitol that night and confirm the election when people wanted to hang him outside the Capitol that day?
Well, yeah, but did he turn around and... I think he just made himself look good.
I don't know. I don't think in his own party that made him look very good.
I don't know. I think that he had finally had enough of Trump's antics and decided that he was gonna put an end to it.
Well,
he was gonna verify the vote.
He did what the Constitution said you had to do.
So should we give him credit for that?
Yeah.
Because that was a tough day, January 6th, 2021. Now this indictment is interesting because, of course. I do want to mention again, Special Counsel Jack Smith is the person who's heading up the team that's bringing these charges, not the Attorney General, Merrick Garland. Matter of fact, we found out today something very interesting, that Merrick Garland is not even overseeing this investigation, I think probably for political reasons, being the nominee of Joe Biden for Attorney General, that the only thing the Attorney General could do would be to stop the charges if he did not want them brought. But I guess he's not involved in it. Is that what you understood, Mary Ellen?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, that's probably a good thing for him to recuse himself to that degree from this case.
Justice isn't involved at all.
Now, something that was said today when Jack Smith, he didn't say a whole lot and he didn't take questions from the reporters, but he said nobody is above the law in this country, and that's why these charges are being brought. Mm-hmm. When you heard him say that, what did you think, Mary Ellen?
I thought that's the truth.
Because when you bring federal charges for the first time against a former president, 37 counts, something needed to be said, I think, today.
Yeah, and he was very direct. He gave a short speech, and it was very well done.
Matthew, as somebody 19 years old, when you hear a gentleman get up and say, nobody's above the law, after a former president's indicted, does that give you hope that nobody is above the law?
Yeah. There's a lot of people who think that, like, all politicians, like politics in and of itself as a whole, are just corrupt. And there's, like, no way about it. But, like, you know, if the president can get indicted on federal charges, then everybody else can, too.
Sean, what do you think? That was the big quote today. I think that's what will appear in newspapers tomorrow. Jack Smith, special counsel, says nobody's above the law.
Well, I mean, I hate to say it, but a lot of the government is above the law. And let's face it, I mean, there's a lot of crooked government that goes on. So, we don't know.
Now, in regard to what, I guess is what I want to get at here. Because if the former president can be indicted on 37 felony counts, who couldn't be indicted?
I mean, anybody could be indicted. But people that can get away with it, there's a lot of people that gotta get away with it. But people that are in spotlight, you know, Donald Trump.
Well, how many people do you know that have taken federal government's papers, classified documents, home, and then...
We don't know. There's probably been a lot of the people that we know of. We don't know.
I don't know. What do you think, Marianne? You think this happens a lot?
I don't know.
I didn't take any home.
There we go.
Yeah, he didn't.
I think this would prove that not many people take them home if a former president can be indicted.
Well,
on this.
We don't know who we don't know who over the years, right, Marianne? I mean, you know.
Well, you mean you could go way back and probably find some.
Yeah, like different like administrators, like. Maybe like George Washington administration. I don't know.
I don't think George Washington would have probably done that. I don't know.
Well, the National Archives keeps an eye on these, and this is why we knew that this had happened, was because they had asked him, and that's what a lot of these text messages show, is that they even asked him. They said, do you have them? And he said, no.
Now they're saying that Biden's administrator, now is that true or is that fake news, that Biden's took some?
No, he was found to have some classified documents, but I don't believe he denied it, and that's what a lot of this is about, and I believe he turned them over as soon as he found out he had them, and I believe he found them, he took them when he was vice president, not when he was president, and they didn't involve national security, which is the big issue here. Is that how you understand it, Mary Ellen?
Yes, and...
But he is being investigated.
Yes, and I guess, you know, Trump tried, he had his person tried to hide him. And he said, if they can't find him, he said, you know, they can't do anything.
That's the big problem.
Yeah.
It isn't so... I mean, you're not supposed to take them, but the fact that there are text messages and voicemails and things where Trump is saying, hide them,
Yeah.
I mean, what do you make of that?
Well, that's definitely a problem when you're trying to hide evidence or hide whatever the... But... I don't know. I've never been in the government, so I don't know. I mean, Mary Ellen knows what classified documents are. I don't know what classified documents really are. I mean, what are they, really?
Well, the documents that are not supposed to be seen because they're national security risks. Mm-hmm. And I believe in one of these text messages, he's showing them to people that do not have security clearance.
And some of them say top secret. I never saw any, I don't think, that said top secret. I saw a lot of classified, but... Top secret, something else.
We have to look. Why did he do this? Now, this happened after his presidency. This is as he's leaving. He didn't declassify these documents, which he did have the power to do when he was president. I don't quite understand why he did this. He didn't declassify them. He took them. When they asked for them, he told them he didn't have them. Why? Why put yourself at such risk?
Maybe he forgot.
I don't know. I'm so, Matthew, what in the world? Why would you do that?
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead. That was polite of you to ask. That's nice. Can I say something? I appreciate that. Go ahead.
No, I mean,
it must be anniversary week. Go ahead.
What I'm going to say is my opinion is he probably, let's face it, Donald Trump was not a very smart man come to politician. And he probably didn't know to classify them or unclassify them.
Yeah, but when the
nobody told him about it.
Yeah, but when the federal government is saying, hand them over, and he's saying, I don't have them, and then he's turning around and saying, hide them, that's a problem.
Well, he's always one of those kind of people, I think. He likes to fight with people.
Well, I don't know if this is a fight he wants to pick. What do you think, Matt?
I think I'm just as mind-boggled as you guys. It doesn't make much sense. You're picking a fight you can't win here. There's no point.
Well, I think it's important to understand that the federal government, on cases they bring, has a 98% conviction rate.
Yeah, it's because...
98%.
They'll just sit on the evidence until they have that... Like you said earlier, like they'll just sit on the evidence and keep compiling it until they have that 100%... until they feel they have a 100% chance of conviction.
Now, there is two interesting points here. There is a judge in Florida who I think will be presiding over the arraignment on Tuesday. Now, she could recuse herself. Now, this is the judge appointed by President Trump who has kind of went his way on several decisions in the past. But she can be overrun, and she was overrun the last time. Three other judges overran her and said, you've done the wrong thing here, so they overturned the decision made by her. But that she's overseeing this arraignment and possibly the trial. What do you make of that, Mary Ellen?
Well, I'm anxious to see what she does. I was kind of disappointed when I found out it was her. I was hoping for somebody else.
Do you think she should recuse herself?
Well, I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
After Tuesday, I think we'll know a lot more on that.
Right.
Matthew, do you think a judge appointed, got her job from President Trump, should be presiding over the federal indictment, arraignment, and trial of President Trump?
I don't think so. I think if she, like said that she wasn't going to do it, then it would look better on her. Because, like, right now, if Trump gets off on charges somehow, it's just immediately, it's because of her. It's going to be placed, all the blame's going to be placed on her.
Now, we should say that this judge will not be making the guilty or innocent verdict. That'll be a jury.
Yeah,
jury trial. So, yeah. But she will conduct what happens in the courtroom, what evidence could be admitted, permitted. Now, I don't think it'll be televised, though. Now, Mary Ellen, what was your understanding today? I don't think the trial is going to be televised.
I don't think so. No, I think they said it wouldn't.
Now, as different than New York, which New York, I don't even think they meet again till the end of the year, and we don't know the date, and we won't know anything till Tuesday, but Special Counsel Jack Smith said he wanted a speedy trial in this particular case because they've showed their evidence. They've said, here it is, let's go. So aside from a delay on the Trump lawyer's behalf, apparently this is going to be rather quick.
I hope so, yeah.
Sean, what do you make of not having to wait around like we're doing in New York? Let's just see what happens. Let's get this done.
Sure, why not? I don't like just waiting around stuff. If I was going to court, I just want to get it done and get it over with.
Now, two Trump lawyers have resigned, by the way, in the last day.
Mm-hmm.
That's also probably not a good sign for the former president that two of his lawyers saw the evidence after it was unsealed and got out of there.
Yeah.
Is that a good sign?
I don't think it's a good sign.
What do you think, Matt? when your legal team starts to head for the hills.
I think they looked at the evidence and said, oh man, this is beyond my pay grade.
Now, interestingly enough, of course, there would have to be something like this in a story with President Trump. Now, after he was indicted today, he went on his... He's not been allowed back on Twitter yet, so he's got his own platform called Truth Social, which does have a lot of followers on it, and he called the special counsel, the man who indicted him, who works for the federal government, a deranged psycho who's a hater. Now, Mary Ellen, is it good to be calling a special counsel for the federal government, Jack Smith, a deranged psycho after he indicts you?
I would say not to do that.
Yeah. Maybe his lawyers advised him, please don't do that. And
yes, he had a lawyer with a woman with a red suit. Yes, was it yesterday or the day before?
I saw that picture.
Yeah. I wondered if, do you know who resigned?
I think it was two men, I believe.
Yeah.
But, Matthew, it's not like we haven't heard this from President Trump before, name-calling, but should you call a special counsel for the federal government who's just indicted you a deranged psycho? And by the way, the special counsel warned people, don't do stuff like that, because we're the federal government, and we'll put you in the federal penitentiary for the rest of your life. I don't know that President Trump understands the severity of doing things like that. This is a federal agent.
It's kind of like he's poking a bear with a stick.
Well, let's say, God forbid, let's say something happened to this man. Let's say people showed up on his house or on his doorstep or somebody did something horrible. They could say that this was projected. I mean, why would you want to do that? Let's say somebody showed up on Jack Smith's door and took a shot at him. They could go back to this comment that Donald Trump made and say that he was inciting people to do that. We called him a deranged psycho. And they have the paperwork right there where he did it.
But he didn't... I don't know, it'd be another one of those things where it's like, it's all about the wording. Did he explicitly say to go to this man's door and try to cause harm to him? Or did he just, if he just made an insult, then it's not really incitement. He didn't tell them to go do anything malicious to this man.
No, but, I mean, the wording here of deranged psycho, that's not you're against me. That's not, this is a little more harsh. Deranged psycho. Do you think he really thinks he's a deranged psycho?
He's probably just upset.
I think he probably is a little upset today.
You know, I think this is how he gets his people all riled up.
Well, and boy, when they're saying civil war on Tuesday, mm-hmm. you know, we don't need that.
No, and it could be something serious.
It really could.
Yeah.
It really could. And I think the federal government is planning on that. Mm-hmm. And I hope these people understand. Go back to January 6th in that group. How many people are in a federal penitentiary right now? You're dealing with the same people. Before you act on Tuesday, you better think about it.
And they said that he raised a lot of money from this. He's raising money now.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is.
Sean, we didn't get your comment on this. Deranged psycho is what he called the special counsel for the federal government.
That's about right, his vocabulary.
Yeah, but is that a good idea? Now, this is not a federal, this is not a state prosecutor, this is not a lawyer, this is not somebody he's running against. This is a special counsel for the federal government.
Well, I mean, like Matt said, you know, it's, he was angry probably, and I think I would probably say more words than that, you know, getting.
So you think if you or I called a agent for the federal government a deranged psycho, that we would be free?
No, we would be free. You'd probably get locked up, probably.
Right, right. So I guess what why do that? Why pour gasoline on the flame?
I think Donald Trump just has too much pride for his own good.
Well, the evidence is there. They've shown the evidence. Mary Ellen, do you think there's much of it? Knowing what we know, we've seen the evidence. It is unsealed. We know that they want a speedy trial. We know the federal government's got a 98% conviction rate. We know that lawyers are resigning from the Trump campaign, and it's only been 24 hours since the indictment. Do you think quite possibly this time we could see Donald Trump go to a penitentiary?
I think so, yes.
I think this...
I keep hoping.
I hope so.
Matt, could this be the one?
Here's hoping, yeah.
Yeah. Sean, could this be the one?
Sounds like it is, if it's a 98%...
98% conviction. Remember that. They don't go in unless they think they can win the case.
He's always got that 2%.
He's got that 2%, I guess. He can hold on to that. But now here's the big problem. They're still investigating January the 6th, yeah. So there could be more federal charges to come down the pike other than the 37 they've already brought against him. And they're saying in August that the Georgia case is going to be brought against him. What is this man going to do? I mean, he's running for president, but he's going to have legal bills astronomical.
Is it the federal government that's going after the January 6th?
I believe so.
Yeah, it should be.
Should
probably.
Be.
Yeah.
So that could come, and he's still indicted in New York for the bribery case, the campaign finance thing with Stormy Daniels. Probably in August, he's going to be indicted in Georgia for telling the, I forget, what was the position? Secretary of State, was it? To find more votes?
It was Secretary of State.
And they've got that phone call on tape where he's saying, find me more votes to win the state.
And told him how many.
And yeah, he knew how many votes he needed.
Yeah.
What is the legacy at this point, even without a conviction today, Mary Ellen, what is the legacy of Donald Trump right now? Indicted, first president ever indicted in New York, first president ever indicted on the federal level on 37 counts, classified documents, January 6th. What do we say about him in the history books, even without going any further than today?
Well, you know, in the past, he's lost a lot of lawsuits. He lost that thing with his college that he had, and then he just lost the one with the woman that he attacked at the at Bergdorf Goodman.
E. Jean Carroll.
Yes, and she's after him again for all his nasty things he's saying about her.
You think the nasty things he would learn?
Yeah, but he doesn't.
Shouldn't do that.
He doesn't.
What is it about Donald Trump that has caused this? Is it a psychological thing on his behalf?
Yes, he had poor upbringing. His father was not a good father, and his mother was sick in the hospital all the time. I think he had a very bad upbringing.
You know, Mary Ellen, you worked under President Bill Clinton, and unfortunately for him, he had his trouble. He was impeached over the Monica Lewinsky issue, and that still runs with him to this day. They still ask about that.
Yes, it's with him forever.
It's with him, and it'll be in the first paragraph of his obituary, unfortunately.
Right.
But So you went through a time under a president who was not the greatest thing in the world, let's say.
Right.
Does it even compare in your mind to what's going on with President Trump?
Oh, no. No. No.
Now, you and John Glenn, who were working under Bill Clinton at that time, both thought that that was a horrible situation that Bill Clinton was involved in. Did you ever think, this many years later, that there would be a president actually indicted by the own federal government that he ran?
No, you know, I don't think anybody in the country ever thought that would happen. Do you?
No, this is, you know, we've got 250 years of this country. It's never happened.
No.
46 presidents, and here it comes. You know, and that's why when Sean was talking earlier, when we're talking about nobody being above the law, 45 other presidents, it's never happened. Now, we've had impeachments.
Mm-hmm.
We've had people leave office. We've had people do shady things, but never indicted. Never. Why Trump? I mean, we've had Republicans, Democrats, Whigs. We've had them all. And we had a man leave office, Nixon, resign. What do you think? Why Trump? Why is he the one?
He's really popular.
So you think he's indicted because he's popular?
Mm, pretty much. He's a class clown.
But do you think it has to do with he committed crimes?
Well, I mean that too, but he does have a follower. He has a lot of following.
But, I mean, we've had presidents who had bigger wins than he did, popularity-wise, much bigger wins. Nixon won 49 states, so did Reagan. And Clinton, in his second win against Dole, won a ton of states that presidents don't normally win.
No, I mean, I just think he just has a certain following.
He does have a certain following, but it's not a big following. It's about 35% of the country. I mean, he did lose the last election.
Yeah.
So, but why, my question is, why is he the one indicted? 45, and trust me, people didn't like Nixon. There was a group that didn't like Nixon. There was a group that didn't like Clinton from the day he was investigated the entire 8 years he was in office.
Mm-hmm.
There was a group that didn't like, certainly, I would have to say Kennedy was not liked. Group that didn't like Roosevelt. But never indictments by the federal government. There is something quite astonishing about the former leader of the federal government being indicted by the federal government.
It just happened to be him.
I think he feels he can get away with anything. I think that's what he really feels about himself.
If a former president does go to prison, what does that mean for us as a country? Because other countries will watch that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I imagine they're watching all of this very, very carefully. Yeah, because he you know, tried to do some things that was very dangerous for the other countries that are our friends. So they're all watching how this comes out.
When we look at the landscape of the country right now, is it good? Right now, or on world stage, do you think we're coming off in a bad way?
Oh, I think we're going the right direction. I think the fact that we're trying to prosecute him for what he did, that has to be done.
And it's Matthew, do you think that this will result in a good image for the United States of America, that we truly believe nobody is above the law?
I mean, I don't know about good image. I mean, like, we elected him the first time. Like, I feel like all throughout his presidency, he was just like a clown almost. Like, he just did a whole bunch of like talking. I don't know that he did like much of anything actually.
Was that it? Was that the appeal of Donald Trump? Is it that he was entertaining?
I think it is. I think people like to hear him talk. I think people like to. I think mm-hmm. people just got caught up in his ramblings, and then just that was it. They just addicted to the personality.
But did he know what he was doing?
I think he is. I think Donald Trump is a talented con man.
Talented con man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think, Sean?
I think he's a smart man. I just think he has bad leadership. I think his people that was telling him to do some stuff was not. He did not have good people that was working on his team, his cabin.
Do you think people told Donald Trump what to do and that he would listen?
No. Well, I mean, I think some stuff he didn't know, I think they were leading him down the wrong path.
I think when people, if we look at the record, when people told him not to do something, he fired them. Yeah. I can't picture Donald Trump taking advice from somebody. Can you, Mary Ellen?
No, I can't.
How many chiefs of staff did he go through, and how many people of that nature? I mean, that's who's supposed to tell you what to do. Don't do this, do this. And when they disagreed with him, they went.
I bet they're watching all of this.
They're watching all of this, saying, boy, I told you not to do things like that.
Yeah, right.
You know, can you ever picture Matt, somebody telling Donald Trump what to do?
I mean, you could picture it, but I don't think he would do it.
Do you think he got bad advice here? Is that what happened?
I think Donald Trump gave himself the bad advice most of the time. I think so.
Come on in, John.
No,
go ahead.
I'm just saying he got bad advice to a certain degree. By people that's, you know, but yeah, you're exactly right. He's one of those kind of people that you're not going to tell him what to do, but I'm sure he was still asking questions, I'm sure, because he didn't know anything. He's never been in politician.
Right, but should you, and we have the text messages, when the government is saying, turn over these documents, we know you have them, say to them, no, I don't have them, and then tell your partner, move these 62 boxes to another room so they don't know where they are. Well, which, by the way, his guy was indicted as well today, who did that.
Yeah, how many years did he get? Do they know yet?
They don't know yet. And they also don't know when I don't think they know if he'll be arraigned on Tuesday or not, but that probably will come over the weekend, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Marianne, I got a question for you.
All right.
When you were in the government, was there so much animosity between the Republicans and Democrats like there is today? Has it just, like, always been a thing?
No, it hasn't always. It's really bad now. You know, we had a lot of people that would work together in Congress. And it's not the same. But I think Joe Biden has done a good job in trying to get people to work together. He's making all the efforts he can to do that.
Who won today, Mary Ellen? Was it the people running against Trump in the Republican primary? Is it Joe Biden on the Democratic side? Were there winners today with Trump being indicted?
Well, yes. The winners are the law enforcement, I think. He picked on them terribly and embarrassed them and, you know, told Putin that he had better people than we did, and all of the things he said about the FBI and everybody, it was terrible. And they were protecting him, you know, and they had to. I think it'd been really hard to do sometimes.
Well, if you're just tuning in, before we wrap up this hour of programming here, we do want to let you know that if you did not see it on television, it did happen kind of late in the afternoon today, around 2 o'clock. Former President of the United States, Donald Trump, was indicted by the federal government on 37 counts of classified document disturbances. You'll have to read the counts. But concealing federal documents, having federal documents in your possession that you should not have, top secret documents, putting the country at risk, and lying to federal agents about said documents. You know, when we look at this, much like the thing in Georgia, when you're on the phone telling the Secretary of State to find me votes that don't exist, why do that? I mean, you know you're on the telephone. You know it's being recorded, and it's much like this case today. Why do that? You have to think there are going to be repercussions. Why do you think this happens with him?
Oh, he can't control himself, I don't think. I think he gets upset and does what he wants to do no matter what.
Sean, why do this? Why do these things that could be avoided?
Well, just like Mary Ellen said earlier, she just said he does what he wants and he don't think he can get in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, Tuesday, do you think we'll see a mugshot and with the fingerprinting this time? It didn't happen in New York because they thought he would use it to fundraise, but the federal government's a little different.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Do you think it will see anything this weekend as far as protests at the courthouse in Florida there, or possibly, I don't want to say, maybe protests across the country? You think we'll see anything this weekend, Mary Ellen?
I hope not, but I'm afraid we will. Yeah.
Matthew, what do you think? Do you think people will take to the streets for President Trump?
I mean, I don't think Trump's worth taking to the streets for. But I guess I also didn't like him to begin with, so.
Why did he not appeal to you? Because he appealed to a certain group of people, certainly Ohioans, certainly people in Marion. I believe he won Marion by close to 70%.
Just, like, when I watched the debates and things like that, like, the one against Joe Biden and the one against Hillary Clinton, it was just, like, awful. Like, well, the one against Joe Biden, everything Joe Biden said he would do, Donald Trump would just cut off Joe Biden and be like, you're not going to do that, you're going to do the opposite. And that was basically the entire debate. And I was like, this is insane.
Sean, I didn't ask you, what's the legacy of President Trump to this point in time? Without whatever will happen, whatever will be in this case, what's his legacy?
His legacy?
Yeah.
Well, his legacy is probably going to be behind bars.
And, he can still run from prison, though, I understand. Isn't that how it's understood? The Constitution does allow you to run from prison.
I can't believe that, but I guess, I don't know.
And I guess you can also serve from prison.
Really?
Yeah, if Richard Nixon had known this, he might have stayed around. He might have. Is this anywhere, you know, I often think about Richard Nixon because he holds a distinction as the mm-hmm. only president ever to resign his office. Do you think Nixon's spinning in his grave somewhere right now thinking, man, I probably could have just waited that out?
You know, I read a book about him, and he turned out different toward the end of his life. He started helping other presidents. It was amazing how he stood up for things that he helped him with.
Nixon is almost a tragic figure in a way because his whole life will be, it's his first paragraph when he died, it was Watergate, and it was only president ever to resign, but you're exactly right, it's my understanding that even President Clinton called on him for foreign advice, that Clinton knew,
yes,
or Nixon knew foreign countries, he knew foreign affairs, from Bush to Clinton to Reagan to Carter, they said he knew that better than anybody, he was a global thinker.
Yeah, he was a big help to, but it wasn't only Clinton, it was just about every president after him. Well, not right after him, because it took him a while to get himself together, but then he was a big help.
Well, Mary Ellen, I can't thank you enough for coming in, and before we let you go tonight, what's the legacy of today, of June the 9th, 2023, the first federal indictment ever of a president of the United States?
Well, we'll have to wait and see what happens, and I hope everything goes well.
And we'll see what happens Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Where is Trump on the list of 46 presidents?
I don't know.
Do you think he'll do better than Harding did on the list?
I don't know.
It's going to be interesting mm-hmm. to find out. Yeah. Mary Ellen Withrow, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure, and it was so good to get your opinions on this because it is an historic day.
It is, and I'm very glad to be here.
Thank you, Mary Ellen. We'll be back in 15 minutes. It's WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Look for us on Facebook by searching WWGH 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, and clicking